Children's College.
Yeah.
Don't really have that much knowledge. 40 minutes of pure education. But not in good conversation. We're just some friends from college. And here's the show!
I might butcher the intro. Whatever, we'll just go. We're recording. Hey guys, welcome. Quick disclaimer. We've all known each other for years now, and we understand each other's boundaries and stuff. So when it comes to making jokes, just know that we're chill with each other, and yeah, pretty much. If we roast each other, it's good fun. Anyways, now starting with a with that excellent start, we're gonna do a little family friendly first topic here. This is Chad, by the way, in case you guys don't know. But we are going to talk about the worst traits we got from our parents. I think Joe wanted to start.
Oh wow, that's a doozy. There's so many. No, worst. I think I definitely got some of my obnoxiousness from my parents. So not all of them for sure, but a good amount. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that.
No, I think I have my mom's dump truck ass.
Why are you saying that like it's worst?
Because sometimes it attracts too much attention and people just expect more of me than I can give them.
Okay. That was a good response.
Anyone else got some bad traits they want to share?
I definitely might have gained my dad's strong desire to be passive aggressive about everything. But you know, we're in recovery.
You're not passive. What are you?
You're
talking
not passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive at all. You know,
because I have to fight it. You know.
So you're not passive aggressive if you successfully fight it.
Maybe.
But you could call the tendency though.
Yeah, your aunt is bad, basically.
Well,
I guess I have no flaws, is what all I can say.
You're perfect.
I'm absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I was gonna say like passive, like maybe not even aggressive. I think I feel like my parents are super non-confrontational, and I totally got that from them to the point of like just accepting wrong orders from waiters, like yeah, you name it, like yeah.
Maybe that's closer to what I also.
You're like, can I have a chicken sandwich? And they're like, you'd like octopus salad? Here you go, sir. And you're like, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Also, horrible, crippling migraines. So that's my beautiful combo.
Beautiful.
My defining traits, I'd say, actually.
Anyone else want to speak on their wonderful parents and their wonderful traits?
I inherited my mom's love for cabbage.
What is that, the worst trait?
That is just healthy. That's just like
that's so
cabbage is cabbage is delicious, bro. Dude, I'll eat raw cabbage. It's delicious.
My go-to cabbage meal today has been microwaving cabbage for 2 minutes and just eating that.
It's all okay, that's eat. Actually, yeah, that's pretty what? Bad.
Really, really awesome. Did,
why is that the worst trait?
Because we're awesome.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's shared in our bloodline.
Wow, okay. Congrats.
Good problem to have, I guess. Yeah, I'd rather have a dump truck ass.
Oh. But... Relatable, damn.
All right. I guess if that's all that.
Chad, your parents don't have any worse traits they passed on to you?
I didn't even think about the question. I'm not gonna lie. I was too busy focusing on what I was supposed to be saying. But
Dad has responsibilities, guys. Come on. He's a busy.
I'm not a good multitasker. Maybe I picked that up from my parents. I don't know. My mom's shitty sense of humor. I laugh at everything, so that's cool.
That's a really good trait.
You guys are just picking some wonderful traits.
You find everything funny, bro? Like,
your answer was bad, too. Okay.
Can I have a new bad trait? It's my beautiful good looks. That's my bad trait.
Based on how you guys are
responding to this question.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yes, okay. I didn't get any of it, though.
He said his dad hangs, but he didn't get it.
Is that a Balls reference?
It's no.
No.
Other part.
The other, what would, you know, it's your penis.
What? What does that mean, hang? They all hang.
Yeah, but if a guy hangs, if he hangs brain, which I've heard people use, it means he's got a giant penis.
Why is it called brain?
It's not always called brain, but I've heard hanging brain as like a... Has no one else heard that? Is that just like...
I've never heard brain.
Head getting
brain. Yeah, brain.
Head makes sense though.
Dude, I've also heard it, but I've heard it like braining someone. Like,
okay,
like, you just stick this.
Oh, no. You know what, guys? I misspoke. Hanging brain is, I think, when it's poking out of like your zipper and people can see.
Yeah, like gum. Like gum.
That's what happened in Friends. I think that was
Friends episode. Yeah. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
Or something about Mary, that movie.
Someone showed their cock in Friends. Right. That doesn't seem very good.
Well, I mean, it was just heavily implied that it was shown. You didn't actually see it.
Okay, obviously. That makes more sense.
All right. They like called it out directly, but you didn't actually see anything.
Just because I couldn't think of an answer for this. On the topic of our parents' genitalia, topic two, how much money would it take? Let's start a little lighter. Let's just go like, you know, a hot kiss on the mouth. I know I stopped like at least 2 years ago for that.
Are you talking about like with your parents?
It depends on the person, right?
Wait, I don't get with the...
How much money would it take you to, let's say, kiss your father on the mouth with tongue for 10 seconds?
Oh, fuck.
And we have to choose a number?
Well, there's got to be. If you wouldn't do it for $1 billion, you're crazy.
$3 trillion.
You wouldn't do it for $2,099,000,000?
Nope.
You most definitely would, Marcy.
It's a pride thing. No, I wouldn't.
You would liberate every single girl working in a sweatshop in Asia with that.
No, money. I couldn't, because global capitalism persists stronger than trillions and trillions of dollars, Sachi. Hello, we're social science majors, we know this.
Money to last the rest of their life so they could quit their job.
And the system that stands would suddenly disappear like a unicorn in the forest? No, ma'am.
You could at least buy a Tesla.
You could. What?
You could buy it. No, Marcy, you're no better than Jeff Bezos.
Wait, what?
For not kissing your dad. Jeff Bezos would tongue his dad. Like,
you're saying,
how do you think Jeff Bezos got
your dad for 10 seconds and end world hunger 4 times? But
the thing
like,
is, it's not that simple. So, even
if it wasn't world hunger,
I think my pride would seriously keep me from like
saving the planet.
It wouldn't be saving the planet. Oh God. Okay. French your dad, Sachi. Go ahead. She wants to. So.
What if like your life was at stake? Would you make out with your dad?
Of course. Probably. Who would say no to that?
I don't know who would say no to that. Yeah.
I can't believe.
It's not worth trillions, but
your dad wouldn't even understand his son's life is at stake. He's like, nah, still, sorry. Like, it was nice knowing you.
Does anyone have a non-trillion number?
Mine would be in like the thousands, like low thousands. Maybe like 5 to 10,000.
Oh,
different based on whether it's mom or your dad.
Oh, dude, I could not do that.
No. Like
90K, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think for me that's 7 figures minimum.
Yeah. I just feel uncomfortable with that, like strongly.
$9-$10 or less.
I mean, like honestly, like I would just do it for free. We do it anyway.
I would pay.
Oh my God. You would pay.
Yeah, it would actually be, it's not, the question should not, how much would you have to get paid? It should be, how much would you have to pay? Have a dunk contest against Shaquille O'Neal where the loser gets hit 10 times with a cattle prod.
It's a cattle prod.
Oh, it's not even a tap. It's just we all know we would lose, and then they would just get cattle prod.
I was like, how much would it cost you?
A whip? Like a whip for cows?
Yeah, but how much money? Because you get the money regardless.
So be right. Humiliated by not being able to dunk and then cattle prodded. And then
yes.
But you get to watch Shaq dunk alive. Yeah, you get to meet Shaq and watch him dunk live.
No, no, really you cool. Also have, no, sorry, I should have said too, part of it is like you have to dunk over. So he's dunking over you like 10 times and you have to try to dunk over him. So not only do you fail, you just get some physical pain before because your Shaq's like a brick wall and then you get physical pain after with the prod.
I would. Also, it's on Zoom, so.
It's live stream for the public.
It is, with 10 million people watching.
I feel like, I don't know. $17,000.
That's so specific.
What is it? What is it?
Like, I don't know, a year of tuition.
$10,000 for cattle prod.
$10,000.
How much does it hurt though?
Yeah, I don't know how much a cattle prod hurts.
But then we could be like, okay, 9999. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, yeah, because it's $10.
It's like the upper 8, 9, 10,000 around there. Any lower,
I think,
like
that. I think more like 17. Google
a cattle prod because I don't fully understand what that is, but I feel like it's definitely the determinant.
It's fact. Like it's like sort of like more. A taser.
It zaps you.
How much money would you get paid? How much money would you have to get paid to have to wear a mask for the rest of your life?
The ones we have, or like the different.
Yeah, like the ones you have. It's just
in
like
public? and just like everywhere, or just
like
in
what
public?
You're doing right now, like. Pandemic, okay. Like outside,
Give me numbers, people.
I would go for, oh fuck, that would be miserable.
Your whole life.
Yeah, like
15 million.
It's gotta be life-changing money. I'm going like
exactly
like 50 mil probably.
I agree.
Like 3 million.
3 trillion.
Actually, this isn't even like that bad because we're doing it now. I don't know.
Like imagine you
would be the only one.
Illness is only getting worse. Like we're gonna be doing that shit. So might as
well. You would be the only one against like a bunch of fun people. It wouldn't be beneficial to anyone, unlike money scenarios. It's like. Yes.
Although I kind of like that people can't see my face, my mouth, like because I make kind of weird faces. I think in public, and then like I can continue making them. There's a few benefits
to wearing a mask. But just like imagine you live to like 105.
And then you're just wearing a mask.
80 years from now, you're still doing it. 4 times longer essentially than you've been alive, you're still doing it.
Like, the sun has never seen your lips for like 80 years.
So poetic.
Yeah.
I don't know. The mask is real, guys. It would take a couple million.
Some of us are blessed without acne, but yeah.
I think I get it. I'll go a couple mil.
Back to the things we look the worst in.
Where are the transitions?
I like Chad's blunt style. He just like goes hammers right into the next.
I give people what they want. It's content.
Yeah, that's true.
I look bad in pastels and yellow.
Yellow is my favorite color and I can't wear it because I look like a lemon.
It's tough. Bright colors, I think, are tough for everyone, or colors that are just deviating from, like, you know, earth tones and black tones. I think I look really terrible in, like, stripes and polka dots. They make me look like clowny, you know, like clown vibes.
Clown vibes.
Yeah, we've all been there.
We've all had some clown vibes.
Okay. We've all had some clown vibes.
Are we talking, like, fun clown vibes or, like, creepy clown vibes?
Both at the same time.
Mm.
Or like a beret. I wore like a braid the other day and I looked like a mushroom and it like
that was, surprises me.
It wasn't cute.
It was probably just too big.
You got a lot of compliments on the beret. I don't know what she's talking
about. But I look like a mushroom, Alina admitted. Like it was a little mushroomy.
You did. Like a cute mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, look at this little crimely.
Crimely? Not even a portobello.
All right.
Damn. I'm demoted to cremini mushroom.
Portobello.
All the boys are like, what? What's a cremini mushroom? All right.
I don't look great in hats in general.
Same. I was gonna say hats too. I can't pull off a hat.
Oh, I think
it's hard.
I'll do it for function, but it's never for style because they never look good.
Same.
What type of hats have you guys tried?
Mostly like baseball caps and beanies. I have some like beach hats.
There's no way you don't look good in a beach hat.
Yeah, I feel like they're just...
I refuse to accept that.
Yeah.
I'm also like a little surprised you feel that way about you in a beanie, because I also feel like you would pull off a beanie.
I think every girl could get away with beanies because their hair is like longer, so like there's layers to it. I don't know.
Like emotionally, they're layers.
And... Yeah, they're really deep.
Taylor, I think you're basically saying... girls are like onions because of the layers.
The layers. Their
hair. Exactly.
Which also means...
That's beautiful.
That also means that girls are like ogres, right?
By association.
Yeah.
Does that mean an onion would look good in
No, it's by the transitive... Jack! Jack is by the transitive property.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Sorry. It's been a while since I've taken a math class.
You guys are booted off just for that. Sorry.
I forgot the transitive property. Well, yeah,
because it's like ogres are like onions, according to Taylor. Well, that's according to Shrek. And then girls are like onions, according to Taylor. So girls are like ogres.
Because when you take off their clothes, they make you cry. Yeah, been there.
They smell bad.
And they have cooties.
No, it's just because there's layers.
And they make you cry when you take their clothes off.
Or when you chop them in half.
When you chop them in half.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, Taylor. Taylor, I mean, maybe you work on.
Does anyone think, we might have to take this out, but does anyone think like the last male balls they smelled kind of oniony? Asking for a friend.
Ew.
Well, you brought up the...
Wait. Like, come on, help me out.
Yeah, I can't corroborate that.
For someone either way.
Okay, how about Joe, Taylor, Chad?
I mean, I don't know that I've ever had this smell described.
Yeah. Go ahead, smell right now.
Yes.
See, I knew it. It might be a Jewish thing. Anini. Yeah. Are we gonna move on?
Balls would look good in beanies, probably.
They'd be so cute.
They would look so good ball in beanies. Chad, they would look so good in beanies.
Ball beanies, BBs.
That'd be really uncomfortable and itchy.
That's a business idea.
Ball beanies.
I mean, it's not that far off from like truck nuts. Imagine ball like beanies truck nuts. Truck nuts.
I think it's cute because I've heard people who have balls complain about them being cold sometimes. So I understand the need to want more balls.
I don't think cold balls is much of it. I think getting into a pool is the only time cold balls becomes an issue. Can anyone back me up?
I was on a date with someone who said their balls shriveled into their body.
Yeah.
When they were walking.
But it's not a problem. It's just
you don't even know what's happening sometimes.
Oh, really? Okay. Never mind. We're going to scratch that idea then, Chad. Never mind on that venture we're planning on going.
Yeah.
You sure?
There should be like little like scarves for balls though, you know?
Why is that cute as hell?
You know, like people dress up their dogs. It's kind of
ball outfits.
Like similar idea.
Ball fits.
Like a Halloween costume for your balls.
You ball fits.
At that point,
people could swap ball koozies. You know, like, oh, my grandma knit me this one.
Yeah, they knit me this one. Yeah.
You pass it on.
And generations.
I would do that. I'd wear it.
Pass it on like a family heirloom.
My grandma knit my dad these ball mittens.
For your great grandfathers. Then they wear
These were your great great grandpappy's ball mittens. He wore them when he fought in the Civil War.
Back in Nam.
Back in Nam.
Always back in Nam.
Sounds like onion, probably.
Yeah, they could be like a little onion themed.
Yeah, did you consider that maybe they smelled like onion because he was wearing something like that smelled like onion? Yeah.
I can check. I'll get back to you guys.
Or it's just that most onions you eat have had balls on them or around them in some way, shape, or form, and it's the other way around.
God.
So balls don't smell like onions. Onion just smells like balls.
Yeah, think about what that for a second.
The ball or the onion?
Let that one marinate.
Either way, the balls would still smell like onion.
That's right. They smell the same way.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say I look bad in sunglasses, but I think I'm going to go with ball beanies.
Ball beanies? Chad, you don't look bad in sunglasses.
Chad, you definitely would not look. Chad, you would definitely not look bad in a ball beanie.
No, I don't get sunglasses. Anyways, guys.
Sunglasses on balls would be cute, kind of.
That would be really sick.
Would they share a single pair?
No.
Our ideas are going
to get their own. Each get their own.
Otherwise, no, it would have to be a single pair because it's like eyes. You know, it's like.
No, each has to get its own. Individual. Taylor, each is for sure each getting for their its own.
All who vote.
Are you really going to tell me, Taylor, how the hell are you going to tell me you love me, but only buy me one ball beanie?
No, we're talking about sunglasses.
We're talking about ball sunglasses, Joe. Keep up.
All right, well, either way, how are you...
They're called ball shades.
How are you only going to buy me one?
I'm just thinking comfort. Comfort, you'd want, like, one...
One each.
Sunglass, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You guys are talking about the same thing. You just mean one lens on each testicle.
Yeah.
No.
Four?
Yeah.
Four, dude.
Come on, it's your balls. Go you gotta go show home. Off. Yeah.
You're gonna put sunglasses on your balls.
That is so stupid.
We're going fashion, not function here.
Of course we are. Bro, your balls don't need sunglasses. They're literally inside with the lights on all the time. They don't need sunglasses, bro. It's for style.
It's for style. Let them express themselves.
Make them balls look pimp, bro.
I'm going to add to the disclaimer that all of the ideas discussed here are intellectual property owned
We're going on Shark Tank with this shit.
Project Runway.
Try on.
Marcy, imagine a
Tim
ball
Gunn, here we
show.
Come.
Make it work. Yeah.
Just like work. Balls walking down the runway, like little penguins. Wearing
penguins?
Like...
They're balls. Don't demasculate them.
What? They're just waddling like I'm imagining the physical motion is like a penguin.
I thought you said they look like little penguins, and I was I don't know what balls you've been looking at.
I'm saying like imagine like a little fashion show, like balls waddling down the runway like penguins.
For some reason, I can't.
I don't know about you guys, but I have a really specific image in my head.
Yeah. Okay, that's. What is this?
It's a fashion show of testicles.
Oh my God.
All right. So, who would play you guys in a movie? That's the next question.
John Mulaney.
You said John Mulaney?
I think so.
Yeah.
We're trying. Okay. My whole point with this.
I think you guys look very similar.
I think. Okay.
I mean, okay.
That's my point with this thing is trying to give the viewers a visual.
Asian actresses that exist.
Wait, what?
Like, it's either like Lucy Liu is playing me or John Mulaney is playing me.
How about a mix of both?
What about Ming-Na Wen?
I don't know who that is.
She voiced Mulan. She's Fennec in The Mandalorian, and she was Agent May on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't watch that.
She's just like a Disney princess, like. In Marvel and in Star Wars, she's like, I think the first person to do the Disney trifecta. It's pretty cool.
Didn't watch Disney movies.
Fair enough.
Anyone else? So we got John Mulaney and Lucy Liu.
I'd be like a combination of John Mulaney and Aubrey Plaza, really.
You have some Aubrey Plaza vibes, which is in the best possible way.
I nominate one for Chad.
Stop! No!
Yeah, I feel like Jesse Eisenberg.
The Social Network. It's because of The Social Network.
Guys, that's honestly like I'm sending you a picture. That's the best one I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
I get told I look like this guy. You can look him up actually. It's Screech on Saved by the Bell, and it's
Didn't I send a
picture? Yeah, you did.
So he died.
Yeah.
That's why I sent it to the group chat.
That's what you should take Jesse Eisenberg over this fool.
Sent that guy, the Screech guy, and
Sachi,
I like, put question
not
mark.
Gonna lie, I did a double take when I saw that for a sec. I was like, wait, Chad, what is that from? I was like, that's not you.
Everyone who's listening to the podcast and doesn't know me, that's me.
That's cute.
I have an answer to this question, but I think it's correct. I just hate it.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's Jake Johnson. And mostly because I've had many different people tell me that I'm Nick from New Girl.
Sachi, what do you think? I feel like Sachi's a New Girl fan.
Nobody is 100% a TV show character.
But could you see it? Okay.
I see it.
I could see that.
I mean, yeah. It's not identical, but I
yeah.
I no, I can. I would yeah. watch.
I
that
think
film.
It works. It works. I think personality wise, people tell me I'm more.
I was gonna say I can see personality. I'm
disappointed, but everyone loves Nick.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like the comparison.
Or like Andy Dwyer. Yeah, that is. You're way smarter, but you're just as goofy.
I appreciate that because I didn't think I was that goofy, but that brings me joy to hear.
On the topic of New Girl, I think it would be Winston for me.
Winston's like, yeah, but I don't think you'll go as crazy.
You're Winston before he becomes a cop, so.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And with less excited yeah. about pranks.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so, my personality is literally Winston. I'm prank Sinatra as well. Like,
prank Sinatra?
I'll prank funny myself.
We both interpret ourselves as Winston, but I don't think we have similar personalities.
Okay.
Maybe yeah. we're different aspects of him.
Sure, fair.
All right.
Wait, give the viewers a little taste of what I look like. I'd probably say either Brad Pitt or Chris Hemsworth.
No, you're way more Chris Hemsworth. No, you're so Chris Hemsworth.
Dog.
You're long, flowing, airy hair.
They just have my look.
Yeah.
You're way more Chris Hemsworth.
You're so airy
and you, like, honestly, dude, if you put a picture of like you and Chris Hemsworth next to each other, I'm not sure I could tell the difference.
Yeah.
With like a little bit of young Harrison Ford. Like a little.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. Just like a dash. Like a dash of young Harrison Ford. Yeah, exactly.
And he's single, sprinkle. If anyone's out there.
And I'm single.
Funny guy.
And he's single.
Yeah. You're actually such a catch, Taylor. I don't know why, like, you haven't been scooped up yet. So we'll go ahead and put his number in this
description.
That's
the topic for our next podcast.
Oh, yeah. My God.
The matchmaking,
please.
Taylor.
Taylor and Chris Hemsworth have in common.
Yeah.
Insanely good looks. That's top of the list.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Jack, don't you have one? That guy from Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, unironically, yeah. No, she's not even the Chaim Topol. Yeah. This guy, Chaim, like, if you look that up. The guy who played Tevye in the original, like, his name is Chaim Topol. And I think as a youngster, I do kind of resemble how he looked.
I could see Jake Gyllenhaal
playing you in a movie. For Jack?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What?
Yeah, let me just get facial reconstructive surgery to look like Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, but it's like, okay, I've only seen him in, or I most recently saw him in
Prisoners.
Prisoners, yes.
Oh, I love Prisoners.
And like, I could, you know, can you kind of see it?
Nope. I'm
sorry, I have to disagree. I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal is like the most like facially expressive,
yeah,
like actor, and agreed. That's just not Jack.
Yeah.
Really? Or like in Zodiac?
I just think he's like, he's got like these like, I don't know, no.
He's very wasp-looking
to
me.
I would absolutely like.
And Jack doesn't look like a wasp.
I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal is like a stud, so I would take it, of course.
I see it.
I'll take it, but I do not believe it.
All right, yeah. I'm going to send a picture. Christian Bale with long hair and like facial hair. I think looks exactly like Jack.
Yeah, I agree.
You're revving him up.
I am fucking like blushing with this shit. This
onion is
like,
balls is flying high today.
look at it.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Christian Bale, and Chaim Topol.
Christian Bale's sexy.
Yeah, Christian, I would tap.
Yourself?
No, what the fuck, guys? This guy's like, he's got like such a... I feel like I have a more heavy set like face than this guy.
You got those caveman eyes a little bit.
I've got the caveman brow ridge. So.
That's right.
I'm curious what dickuckland.com is.
What?
What?
Get his jacket.
Who?
Photographer.
Joe, I can see Jake Johnson. I've been thinking about it like strongly ever since you said it, and I kind of actually see it. And I think I could see it.
I think he could play you. Like, I don't think that you're Nick necessarily, but
right.
Nick Johnson could emulate
Joe. I agree. Yeah, I've really been ruminating on that. But I don't know what's a big for Alina, and I've also been thinking about that.
Yeah, who? Christina Aguilera, apparently.
Alina, do you know who you just, I think you look physically like a little bit?
Oh, no.
I'm worried.
Wait. No, wait.
Dun,
no,
dun, dun, dun.
I'll get...
Here we go.
I honestly
just canceled part three.
Wait, there's a part two.
Go, go,
there's
go.
There's a part one. Wait, there's a part two.
Go, what is it? Say it.
What is it? Yes, I'm intrigued.
Like the girl playing Miss Marvel. You have like a similar vibe with like the hair, I think.
Who's Miss Marvel?
What?
Are you sure?
I think her name's
Kamala. She's white. Khan.
No, she's not.
Miss Marvelous Miss Maisel?
No.
Like the girl playing Blani is her name.
Wait, Miss Marvel or wait, who?
Kamala. She's like a little girl.
Kamala Khan.
Yeah, you look like an older. You look like an older version.
Let me check it out.
I mean, that's not the worst. Yeah, that's that. I
mean, okay, really, but... Let's see.
I think that's pretty valid.
So you're valid, Joe. You're not canceled quite yet.
I know. Everyone always told me I look like Lori Hernandez. She's not an actress.
Oh yeah.
Who
yeah,
is
yeah.
that?
I can see it. A gymnast.
He's an Olympic gymnast.
Oh, it's just because your eyes are that far wide set.
Thank you.
That's not a bad thing. I feel like her eyes are exactly the degree apart that yours are, kind of thing.
You guys have similar, like you guys have like a similar smile, I think. Yeah, it's
not right,
like
yeah.
It just perfect my splits today, so.
Like this smile.
For you, Lori.
Very Alina. Oh. Like that's an Alina smile.
Wait, recently I've gotten this girl on The Bachelor. I don't know her name, though. They all look the same.
Yeah. So you're saying you're like a blonde sorority girl?
No. Katie. Is it Katie? I don't even watch The Bachelor, dude. No, not Katie. Wow, the racism.
But okay. The question is, who would play you in a movie? And do you think she's a good actress? Is the real question.
No,
do you think this random bachelorette girl is...
We haven't heard who would play you besides Winston. Lamorne.
Wait, sorry, what?
Who would, did we hear who would play you?
Me?
Is what you said.
No. I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
What about like, I don't know, like Michelle Rodriguez, because she's got like the husky voice and all that.
I don't have a husky voice.
Or the girl in Thor 3.
Like Eric Andre would play you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the energy matches. The energy, the like, yeah.
I think Tessa you have Thompson. Like a dash of like Tyler. Ooh, Tessa Thompson. That's but I think you, friends. Yeah, I also think you pretty have cool. a dash of like Tyler the Creator from Loiter Squad in you as well.
I think so too.
Yeah, I see all of these actually. These are all great, like personality meld into mind combo, super mega turbo combo.
Speaking of melding into a turbo combo.
That's the best one.
That was great.
I'm going to take it. Our next topic, to you wonderful listeners, if you've made it this far, is Mix and Match, the game where friends choose friends to create the perfect friend. Internet connection is on.
You're fine.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay, cool. So basically how it's gonna work, I'm kind of making this up on the spot. Feel free to adjust my rules, guys. You basically choose any component of any person within the podcast, and you kind of mix and match them together to make your perfect friend. Am I getting that right, guys?
Can you tell we made this game about 5 minutes ago?
Oh, it's legit. It's a real
friend. But I think that like either Alina or Marcy in Joe's body would be like one of the most interesting. I think you would really like be able to take advantage and really like enjoy what it might feel like to be like a white dude in this world with a little bubble butt and just like live it up, you know?
Damn.
Well, I'm already.
I would want to see Joe in Sachi's body.
Me too.
Yeah,
me
that,
too.
My mind immediately went to that.
Those are the most polar opposites in the group.
I think that immediately is what my mind went to as well. I think that would be hilarious. We all want to see it. Make it work. Make it happen, guys. Figure it out.
Movie out of it.
So should we gotta make it like a Freaky Friday situation out of it?
We have to. With,
what was his name? Bluetooth it. Schneider. He like trades bodies with some white girl or something. You know what I'm talking? It's called like White Chick or something. No, not
White Chick. Chick's the movie.
No, I forgot what it's called. It's like Hot Chick or something.
I love White Chicks.
Great film.
I would just want to see Sachi completely the same, except with Joe's laugh. Like, that's the only thing.
Yeah, me too.
I would.
Like, someone would be like, who are you?
I would love that.
You know what else I want? You know what I want that's uncomfortable, but like, I want Chad and Alina's body.
For some reason, like, that feels like the most incorrect one.
It's
like,
it's that's like, why. That's why I was like, we have to.
Like, it's just like the most like disjointed.
It's biologically offensive. Yeah. It's like what?
By whatever you're.
How about which one would be the least like significant? Which one would
I
be
was
the
gonna
most,
say?
Like...
I was gonna say Alina or Jack. I think.
Oh, I was gonna say Sachi or Jack. If
okay,
they like
yeah.
switch.
Yeah. Okay.
You're saying those would be the least like
least noticeable.
Yeah.
Like if you guys switched before you came onto the pod, it would be hard to.
I think Taylor and Sachi a little bit maybe, pretty mellow.
That's just racism, Jack. That's sheer racism.
Oh, Jack, join the canceled club, bro.
Oh yeah.
Stop. We are not making a canceled club. That is the whole point of being canceled. You can't make a club.
Marcy, you can be invited. Don't worry.
Marcy, you're the chairwoman.
Oh my God. What is the point of being canceled if you make a canceled club? It's like the most.
I think it's like funny. Marcy were in Chad's body, she would get like immediately canceled.
Oh wait, actually, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
What combo would get canceled immediately?
I think Joe and Joe's body.
Joe and Joe's body. Canceled immediately.
I think Marcy and Chad might be a funny like.
Oh God! Wait, who and who?
You inside of Chad because you'd like, I don't know. I see it.
You would be the most out of pocket. Yeah, like the shit, you could not say the shit you say in a bad body.
What do I say?
In a white man's body. Well, because you're a woman of color. So you like, you talk about your experiences. You wouldn't immediately remember that you were Chad. So you'd be like, I, as a woman of color. And then like suddenly like, everyone would be like, what the fuck is your problem, you weird? And you'd get Rachel Dolezal on day one is what I'm saying.
I also said like 7 anti-Semitic things like in the past hour.
Yeah, you'd be like, although Chad,
but I'm
Chad can get away with
although
it. Yeah.
Chad is
good. Yeah. So I would not get canceled.
Oh
God. That's
yeah.
Hilarious. Okay, I'll take it. This sounds fun. I would love to. You know what, Chad? I feel like you're one of the most more mysterious ones of the group because, like, you like evade questions about what you do, and like, you know, Joe is more open about his love life. Like, respectively, like you're allowed to, but I want to know, like, I want a camera on you from the moment you like wake up to the moment you go to bed.
Chad show.
There's a reason. There's not.
See, it's more mysterious because you said that. Now I want to know more.
All right, for the next segment, I'll record myself and you guys can
dissect it.
The friends from college react, a day in the life of Chad.
Okay, I want Taylor in Joe's body because I feel like that would be a stark difference, right?
Yeah, that would be.
Like, Joe in Taylor's body. Like, that's fun.
Just there can't be more of me. So as long as there's something to balance it out, I think it's fine.
Yeah, let's limit Joe to being one.
Body. More just like for like a date, like to have my brain be in the day in the life of Jack where it's like, hey, we're talking about archaeology.
You get to go there, learn all sorts of cool stuff.
I'd love to be in Taylor's body, but I don't want to smell like cabbage all the time.
Shots fired. She said cabbage. You smell like cabbage.
Your digestive system will
better
be amazing.
Better than smelling like onion.
I smell like garlic all the time, so I guess I can't.
I love garlic, dude.
You know, wait, I was thinking, Marcy, you should want to be in, like, you should want to be in like someone who's not lactose intolerance body, so you can just like binge out on ice cream.
So I don't
cream
have
and,
to
like,
rip ass every time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
who's not lactose intolerant? Please raise your hand.
Not like.
Oh, not.
Oh wow.
Okay.
You're the only
wow.
One.
Literally everyone except me.
Oh, have fun eating ice cream. Oops.
But like, oh. who would eat a lot of ice cream? Like, who eats a lot of ice cream?
I have definitely eaten like
okay, all of you
a tub or like almost a tub in one sitting.
Okay.
So like, yeah.
A tub? Was that a pint or like a gallon?
Whatever, like the like if you're gonna a get like
a gallon.
The one. I don't know. I think it's probably the quart because it's not like the little Ben and Jerry's.
Half tub
one.
Sounds
it's
like half chub.
Yeah.
Half chub of ice cream.
I would want to be in Chad's body to see how it feels to be on so much caffeine.
You're just
that's anxiety
high all the time. It's not, not exciting.
Just like shitting.
Yeah, oh,
but you
like
know
shits
what?
His brains out.
You have to consider if you were in Chad's body, like you would, out of respect for Chad, you'd have to like date his. Oh well, it, let's say Chad hypothetically had a partner.
Wouldn't date.
What you would have to though. If you were in your body, because like it'd be disrespectful.
Yeah.
This is an interesting dilemma. Yeah. This
no,
is...
you. I mean, you saw like, Freaky Friday. That like happened.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to treat your girl right. You know, like what do you do that I don't know how to.
Freaky Friday situation is it still cheating? You know.
It's not. No, it's totally not cheating. That's grinding is, but that's not cheating.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice callback.
Okay, guys. So on, we're gonna wrap up here with our weekly based or not. There was high requests for a female this time from our listeners. So based or not, Helen Keller.
Chad, way to throw it back. Oh God.
Oh my God.
He texted me so exciting. He was like, "I got one, and she's
I don't
female."
Know.
Helen Keller. I mean, how much do we know? Probably based, right?
She has to be so fucking literal. Like they're like drawing her hand, and she's not like, "Oh, I'm imagining it's this." Like it's like, it's this. So I think not.
Unless based. She was faking, just
they can't open that. That'd be pretty based.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be that pretty based be- as well.
What was she faking?
Like everything.
Pretending the whole time.
Oh my God.
That's more based.
That would be mega based.
That would
yeah,
be mega based.
That'd be turbo based.
Wasn't Helen Keller like not married too? Just like based for the time.
I don't know.
I don't know.
How are we supposed
looking
to
up
this?
The details about her life right now? I'm gonna look up Helen Keller controversy and see what comes up.
Helen Keller cancels.
Let's see.
She'll join the club.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Oh my God.
The Friends from College podcast has decided that Helen Keller
Helen
is
Keller
in fact
is
canceled.
I mean, not a lot's coming up. She seems to be pretty clean here.
She's born in Alabama, so she might be racist, which obviously takes away from the base points.
Hmm. Oh, she's
pretty
chill.
In a sense, she literally does not see color or race. So.
Or hear or perceive.
It's or not race. I mean, you can still be racist while being blind, but fine. Doesn't see color. Okay. I guess
oh,
that's based.
It says she bombed a factory when she was like in her 30s.
Dude, I knew it. Everyone's like, that's really based.
That's super based.
Is that the thing that left her deaf and blind? Oh no, it was her illness.
She obviously didn't actually bomb a factory.
Oh my God, I believed it.
Oh, I would believe that.
I don't know.
She's literally blind and deaf.
That would be really based.
She can do anything she puts her mind.
She's like Ted Kaczynski. She's just like bombed every. Yeah, no. She seems pretty clean. And
like that would make her more based if she bombed the factory, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think already she's based. Like, that's my vote. I cast yay. Yay.
I cast yay.
Yeah, I guess yay. And she was really political too. So like on a real level, she's like
pretty baller.
Pretty baller, bro.
Pretty baller.
Okay, so that is that you know Taylor's using the yes chat.
Taylor's using the actual Zoom functions like a nerd.
I say nay if not I'm being honest. But...
What? Joe, you have to explain.
Well, I mean, it's just like, I don't think it's like I said, it's just like not a good or a bad thing. I think she's like done some incredible things as a person, but I just like, I don't think Kawhi Leonard when I think of Helen Keller.
Maybe that's for the best.
She's a great gal, but she's not base.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Interesting. Is there any other thing?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I agree with you guys. I was just going off my gut. Like, oh, she seems... Yeah, no, I agree with you guys. She's a no for me.
Why not? She made so much movement.
But that's not what based is.
Being like politically active.
I think if you're at the time, if you're being politically active when no one else, people actually actively discouraging someone like you to be politically active, I think that's really based. That's beat of your own drum 101.
I just said I still don't know what based is in the chat. Just to inform everyone.
I also don't know.
We can't say it, guys. We can't. That's the whole point of this. Is like,
yeah. we're defining it here.
Exactly. Beautifully said, Taylor. Yeah, I think it's very beat of her own drum. I think just to act the way she did, right? I don't think inherently being deaf and blind means that she's based, but it's the way what she did.
Yeah, that would be.
I don't know. I think it was pretty unoriginal.
To be deaf and blind at the same time.
It's been done, been there, done that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Y'all are crazy. Been there, done that? Okay, we're all canceled today.
Welcome to the club.
Okay, so based, go ahead, votes. Okay, Sachi's a no, Joe's a no, and Jack is a no. But that's four, so she's based. Wow. Go ahead and announce, Chad.
Helen Keller controversy.
Everything came up.
We think she's based. Sick.
Everybody what?
I said everyone who doesn't smoke weed thinks she's based. Anyway.
Now imagine if it was just Sachi laughing right now. Oh my God.
Yeah, see that. That's what I was thinking. That was beautiful.
All right, Sachi, we got to make it happen temporarily. Whatever that is, I'll get a PhD in it.
Oh my God. I kind of don't want to be there for that. Not yet.
Well, yeah. It'll take me at least a couple years to get a PhD. So.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed our episode today. Make sure to tune in next week where Sachi will be laughing like Joe. Helen Keller might make a guest appearance. You won't hear her, see her. But thanks for listening and have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
We're just some friends from college. And here's the show!